Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday morning. Monday, November the 21st, 2022, 10 minutes past the hour. 23 degrees and sunny skies. A little bit of a nippy weekend we've had here in Marion, and certainly a chilly morning on this Thanksgiving week. And as many of you know, Thanksgiving week brings a lot of traditions, not only to you and your families, but to here, to all of us here at the station. Want to go through a little bit of housekeeping before we get to our first guest here this morning, which is one of our traditions here at WGH Talk, by the way. I do want to remind everybody the fruitcake toss, that the third annual fruitcake toss is coming up on Thursday, December the 15th at 7:10 p.m. We are up to 34 entrants in this, which is going to be a lot of fun. I do not have the complete list in front of me, but what I have, we have Sarah, Judy Cressup, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, super fan from the Ohio State games. I'm sure you'll see him this week at the Michigan games. Fruitcake Lily, a young girl. I believe she's under 12 years of age. Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Brandon, Angie Evers, myself, Linda Sims, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Adam Lepp, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown from the police department, Fire Chief Chuck Deem, former Mayor Jack Kellogg, James Anderson, the naturalist, Ted Jolliffe, Dr. Davis, who's elect to the commissionership here in Marion, Mayor Scott Schertzer, and Judge Warren Edwards, and many other people, by the way, up to 34 people so far in the fruitcake toss. Coming up December 15th at 7:10. Now, you can still nominate people. You can nominate anybody you like. The only caveat is you have to let them know that it is taking place December 15th at 7 p.m. You have to make sure that they can come. Once you know they can come, then you can call and nominate them. Doesn't matter who it is. There is no fee to get in. And if you're new to the fruitcake toss, if you're just hearing about it, here's how it goes. Anybody can compete. Doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter the size, doesn't matter if you're male or female. What will happen, we take an actual Claxton fruitcake and you walk up to a line. You can't run, you have to walk up to the line, and then you underhanded toss a fruitcake. And whoever tosses the fruitcake the farthest will get a plaque coming from Columbus, Ohio, courtesy of Bob Welsh. You will get a certificate making you the 2022 Fruitcake Toss Champion. You will get an actual Claxton fruitcake to enjoy yourself, and you will get dinner to somewhere here in Marion. I'm not sure yet if it'll be a pizza or a dinner at a restaurant. We'll clear all that up before December the 15th, but that's the way that's going to go. And right now, the current record holder in the Fruitcake Toss last year is last year's winner, Dono Bauer. I believe 70 feet he tossed that fruitcake, and that was something to behold. I believe he works at Donato's Pizza here in Marion. Also coming up this Wednesday, we have a big event here at the station, Pumpkin Pie Pizza. Now, years ago, we became friends with Bob Welsh, who owned a or worked, and his brother was part owner in a pizza shop here in Marion. He wrote a great book on that whole experience. And he has come with some specialty pizzas for us over the years. So this Wednesday morning from 8:15 until 12 noon, we're going to assemble George Kasotis and Linda Sims and myself, and Bob's coming in. And there's going to be a mystery guest who I think you're going to want to tune in and hear. And we're kind of going to have a WGH Thanksgiving celebration Wednesday morning, 8:15 until 12 noon, because Bob is bringing pumpkin pie pizza. Now imagine what that's going to taste like, and we're going to sample that live on the air. Boy, I hope we have beverages for that on Wednesday morning. We will be closed on Thursday. We will not be on the air on Thursday, but we will return on Friday. And on Wednesday, last year, if you missed this, something was invented here in Marion called the Upper Crust Society. Now, Bob Welsh invented this in Columbus, Ohio. You sign a piece of pizza dough. Bob takes it back to Columbus. He takes a picture of you signing the pizza dough, and he creates a plaque. And that's how you become a member of the Upper Crust Society. Now, last year, I was lucky enough to become the first member of the Upper Crust Society. But this year, George Kasotis and Mary Ellen Withrow will be signing a piece of pizza dough, having their picture taken, and will be presented with this plaque as a member of the Upper Crust Society. Now, the signing of the pizza dough will happen this Wednesday morning. George will sign his when he is at the station. We will go over that afternoon and have Mary Ellen sign hers. And it's possible our mystery guest might also become a member of the Upper Crust Society. So you're going to have to tune in and see if that happens. And then on December 15th at the Fruitcake Toss, George and Mary Ellen and possibly our mystery guest will be presented with their plaques and have their official induction into the Upper Crust Society here in Marion. So a lot going on this week. And I'll tell you something else that's going on. And we've done this for many years now here on the station. And it really is one of our Christmas traditions. And I love having this person on because it really does speak to Marion. It speaks to service. And it speaks to something fun at the holiday season. And when this person comes on, I know that the holiday season is right upon us. Because as many of you know, for many years, and we're going to get the history on this morning, the Y-Men Service Group has been selling live Christmas trees here in Marion. They have been the spot where you get your live Christmas trees. And it was kind of interesting because on social media the other day, Facebook, I saw somebody asking, where do you get a live tree in Marion? Well, we're going to answer that question this morning. And joining us is a member of the Y-Men Service Group, Marshall Cunningham. Marshall, how are you? Happy holidays.
Well, good morning. How are you, Scott? I'm doing well. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, Marshall, what is your position within the Y Men Service Group?
My position? Well, how about public relations? That seems to be what I've been doing lately, telling everyone about what the Y Men are up to this Christmas season and what we've been doing all year long. I have been a past president and then a part-time ramp builder.
Now, the reason I asked that, Marshall, is because public relations with service groups now, with social media and things of that nature, have become very important. How important is it to have a good public relations department as a service group? Our presence, I should say.
Well, without it, you just fade into the background of all the noise that's on, as you mentioned, social media, the news, the bad news that's going on in this world, and all of the good work that your service club has been doing for so many years just simply fades away and people forget about you. It's critical. It's critical for any organization, but particularly, you know, non-profit service clubs.
Now, at this point, how many members are there of the Y-Men group?
You know, Scott, we have around 35 members, and we've had more and we've had less in the past, but we've got a pretty stout group of men that are committed to our Marion County community.
Now, if somebody would like to become a member of the Y-Men, how do you do that?
Well, the best way is to reach us through Facebook. We have a Facebook page at the Marion Y Men Service Club. You know, if people actually have stamps and envelopes and postcards, they could send a, send a note to us at our post office box, 275 in Marion. We don't have a telephone or a receptionist, any overhead like that, but that would be the best way to reach us.
Now, the big Christmas tree sale, how big a part of this, of the Y-Men, has this event become every year?
Scott, this started back in the early 50s, and I can tell you from chatting with our legacy members that there was a time when we brought in a rail car onto the rail siding up on Quarry Street and unloaded 4,000 Christmas trees. In other years, they even rented a tractor trailer, drove it up to Michigan, and hand-loaded the Christmas trees into the tractor trailer and brought them back to Marion. Over the years, obviously, things have changed. Suppliers have multiplied. You can buy live Christmas trees at many locations in Ohio, Marion included, of course. But we've been doing this since the early 50s, and every year it becomes more and more fun for all of us. It is a annual event we look forward to, and it is one of our largest fundraisers that bring in money to our coffers so that we can recirculate that right back into the Marion community.
Now, Marshall, we've been talking for a while about this over the years, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but prior to the pandemic, back in 2019, there were actually Christmas trees that were not getting sold. But during the pandemic, I believe the 2 years, 20 and 21, you guys ended up selling out before Christmas. Is that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It kind of caught us off guard. We weren't quite sure what was going to happen in 2020 because, as you mentioned, the years previous, we would have leftover trees that would go out to the side of the street and wouldn't get sold. But 2020 was a surprise. There were a lot of folks that had never had a live Christmas tree and just wanted to get back to basics, back to traditions that they had grown up with in years past. And from 2020 to last year and moving forward to this year, we fully expect to be sold out once again.
You know, Marshall, you talked about getting back to basics. What do you think in your own mind that Christmas tree, that real Christmas tree, represented to people during a very difficult 2 years?
I think the best way to put it is it stimulated the senses. And, from getting sticky sap on your hands, getting a broom and sweeping up a few stray needles, and the aroma and fragrance of a fresh balsam tree filling the house, just kind of sets the mood for Christmas. And it has been a tradition, of course, in my house. As a little kid, we traveled to the Wyman's tree lot on the corner of Greenwood and East Church Street prior to the public library being built, bought our tree there, and from then, every year, I've grown up with a Christmas tree from the Wyman. It's just what you do.
Want to get the important information in here before we talk about some other aspects of this. When does the sale start? Where is it this year? And what are the cost of the trees?
The sale starts this coming Friday, Black Friday. We will be open from 12 until 7 on Friday, this coming Friday, and then 12 until 7 on Saturdays and Sundays moving forward. On weekdays, Monday through Friday, the following week, we will be open from 4 in the afternoon until 7 o'clock. The location, we've been at the corner of Reed and East Church Street since the public library was built years ago, back in the 70s. So we've been at this location for a good long time, next to the former Marion City Schools Administration Building. Our prices are, and I should tell you about the trees that we have. We've decided to concentrate on balsam, and that's what we've brought in. They've always been our best seller, and in the past, though, we've had other species, white pine, Douglas fir, other species. We've just kind of concentrated on our bestseller, and we've got a wonderful variety. It just came in on Saturday, and we've got the tree lot set up. We have small trees that are about, 3 to 4 feet tall, table toppers, if you will, and those are $25 a piece. We have medium density balsam trees. Those go from, some are maybe 5 feet tall to maybe 8 feet tall. And those are $45 a piece. We have heavy balsam trees. Those are the same height, but more dense. They have more branches in them, and they have a lot more dense needles on them, and they have a good dense shape to them. Those are 50. And then we have we also have 12-foot trees, tall trees, and those go for $70.
So just to recap this here for the audience, the sale will kick off Black Friday, this coming Friday, the 25th of November, 12 to 7 p.m. this Friday only. Then Saturday and Sunday from then on out, 12 to 7 will be the hours, weekend hours. And then weekdays starting the following Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m., the Y-Men are located where they have been for many, many years, on the corner of Reed and East Church Street. And this year, it's balsam trees, a small tree, $25, medium, $45, a full large tree, $50, and then a tall tree, $70. Now, Marshall, for us who don't know, what is a balsam tree as opposed to the other types of live Christmas trees?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a short needle tree. The needles are average in length, and of course, just a real wonderful fragrance. These come to us from Nova Scotia, up in Canada, and we've been very fortunate with our supplier that we were able to negotiate the same prices that we paid last year. So in this day of inflation, we've been able to hold to last year's prices as well.
Now, how many trees are over on the corner of Reed and East Church this year, this season?
Yeah, we have about 350 trees this year.
Now, how does that compare with past years? Is that normal?
Recent years? Yes. Yeah, that's about normal. We've had more. I would say maybe 5 years ago, we maybe have had 400 or 450 trees. But we've kind of found a sweet spot here, and we certainly don't want to have any trees left over. We're out there to sell our trees to our guests who come in. Every person is greeted with one of our members. We'll walk the family out to the tree lot through the maze of different tree stands that we have, and pull a tree out, spin it around, put it back, move on to the next one, pull another tree out, turn it around, evaluate it, so that everyone finally zeroes in on that perfect tree for them, for their family. And then once we've got the tree, we'll take it up to the trailer, cut the bottom off, give it a fresh cut if it's going into water right away, and load it on top of their car or in the truck, and they'll be on their way. We try to give that personal service through the whole process, so that folks are not, you know, overwhelmed or don't know where to turn, trying to decide on what tree to select.
You know, Marshall, it is kind of interesting, and I don't know if this is widely known, if people have not gotten a real Christmas tree in the past, but if you're maybe an elderly person who doesn't have any children at home anymore, and maybe has a small apartment, or maybe you just have a small apartment in general, you can get a small tree that is real to put in your house. That's a very nice thing.
We sell out of those table toppers, those $25 trees every year. They are they're very popular, and for some folks who like to have two trees at their house, maybe they like to set up a tree outside in their backyard and decorate it, and then have another tree inside the house as well. We have several folks that will purchase multiple trees for their house, for their family.
Now, Marshall, because of the last 2 years selling out of the trees, when do people need to get their buy? Just in case it happens, well, and we hope it happens again, but when does the sellout normally happen by?
You know, we're looking to have everything sold out in a couple of weeks. Maybe sooner, maybe later, but I don't think we go much beyond 3 weeks after we start, leading right up to the edge of the Christmas holiday.
You talked about when people come and the one-on-one service that they get. What is that experience like when a father or a mother brings their child and they're there and it's Christmas time and this is a big part of Christmas, the Christmas tree? What is that feeling and mood like when they show up?
Well, I enjoy the big families where the kids run around and in and out and zigzagging through all the trees, and finally we zero in on the right tree, pick it out, and I enjoy offering and gathering the family together and getting their picture taken. I'll tell you, one of the best days to buy a tree is when we have fresh fallen snow, or when it is snowing, because that just sets the mood with the folks, and we get even more sales on those cold winter days when it's snowing.
Marshall, tell me how the Y-Men Service Group here in Marion got associated with the Christmas trees back in the early 1950s.
You know, we have I can't tell you how the decision started, but we've been doing it for so long, and it has become such a reliable fundraiser for our group, and it's fun. It's enjoyable. Now there are those nights when it's raining and no one comes out, and we don't have many sales on that particular day, but we get together and chat and visit with each other in the trailer and just build that relationship with each other. The Wyman has been committed to the community, not only by providing Christmas trees, but by our service work that we do for a community. Over the years, we've kind of zeroed in on building wheelchair ramps for those in need. And this year, we've built 18 wheelchair ramps.
That is tremendous. And that is a big need for a lot of people here in the community, and I would imagine everywhere. Because if you live in a house or you own a home that is not wheelchair accessible, and for whatever reason you end up in a wheelchair, you don't think about getting in and out of the house and the trouble that will end up being.
You know, they're expensive. The commercial-grade wheelchair ramps that people may have an opportunity to purchase but just cannot afford it. We serve those in need. And those folks who either recently found themselves in need of a wheelchair ramp or folks who have been trapped in their home, unable to get out without a lot of help. Building ramps has been one of our primary service projects to the Marion community, and there is just something to, there's just no feeling like when we've completed a ramp and the resident, our client that we built the ramp for, suddenly has a new lease on life. We've literally opened the door to their home, to the outside world. And it's just a tremendous feeling. Although we've built ramps for people, elderly or disabled, but even young folks who have been injured and find themselves needing a wheelchair ramp, we've built ramps for all types of folks.
If somebody was in need of a wheelchair ramp, when do they call? How do they reach the Y-Men? What is the process in getting something like that done?
The best way is to reach out to our post office box, post office box 275, and just drop us a note, send us a request, and we will evaluate it. Our typical criteria is two times the federal poverty level and as the threshold that we are able to zero in on for folks that just don't have the means to afford a ramp.
And again, what is that post office box?
Post office box 275.
275. Now, is there...
Of course. And of course, they can also reach us through Facebook as well, at the Marion Wyman Service Club, and put in a request. One of our members watches that, and then in turn would contact our construction crew, and then they in turn would get a application to fill out.
Now, for people who are... who don't know about the Y-Men in Marion, what is the history of the organization?
It goes back to 1943. It was just a group of guys who got together and wanted to socialize, visit, chat with each other, and find something that they could do for the community. I started at the old YMCA, where they first started to meet, but from there we've moved on to other venues. Currently now we meet on Wednesdays, two Wednesdays a week, or two Wednesdays a month, at the VFW on Route 4 South, the Stephen Cheney VFW. And our projects have ranged over the years from building shelter houses at the Marion Parks around the area. You'll go to Lincoln Park, you'll see shelter houses built by the YMN and dedicated to some of our long-term members, and other projects around town. But I wanted to tell you a little bit more, Scott, about what we've done just this year. And we mentioned the pandemic and its effect on Christmas tree sales, but you know, the pandemic had an unexpected benefit for us. 2021, and our income continued to come in from our events and our investments, but the requests for our donations to other charities stopped, just as everything seemed to have stopped during those early days of the pandemic. And our monies continued to build to the point where this year we made a decision to donate $11,000 to 11 local Marion charities and nonprofits, from the Palace Theater to the Marion Historical Society, Lieben Outreach, Boys and Girls Club. So there are just a huge variety of charities that each received a $1,000 check as a benefit from us.
What a wonderful thing that is, and to be able to be in the position to do something like that.
It's what you and I spoke of earlier about publicity. And, you know, we're not here to toot our horn, but we're here to serve the community. And we want folks to know that, well, you know, the Wymans are more than just selling Christmas trees and building ramps. You know, we're looking for members who want to be a part of an organization that that is dedicated to the Marion County community. We have no national affiliation. There's no national YMN organization that we would pay dues to or send a portion of our money. All of our profits stay right here in town. So when you buy a Christmas tree, you can rest assured that your monies are going to help other folks here in town.
Now, what does YMN stand for?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it started in the old YMCA downtown. And it was just a group of men that put their name on it and started the Y-Men's Club.
That's very, very interesting. Do want to remind everybody here, we're chatting with Marshall Cunningham, a longtime member of the Y-Men Service Group here in Marion, which has been around since the early 1940s. And they have been doing the live Christmas tree sale since the early 1950s. Now, that sale will kick off this Friday, Black Friday, November 25th, 12 to 7 p.m., in their lot on the corner of Reed and East Church Street. Now, this Friday, they will be open 12 to 7. Saturday, 12 to 7. And then from here on out, after this weekend, on weekends, Saturday and Sunday, they will be open 12 to 7. And weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m. Again, that's the corner of Reed and East Church Street here in Marion. Now, this year, they have balsam trees. A small tree table topper is $25. A medium tree is $45. A full large tree is $50. And a tall tree is $70. And you'll want to get there quick because these things do run out at some point. 350 trees this year on the lot. Now, Marshall, is there a particularly popular tree of the four we talked about there?
Oh, I would say the heavy balsam trees, as you mentioned earlier, the ones that go for about $50. Those seem to be the first ones to go, and then we have, as I mentioned earlier, folks that have a preference to the small trees, and we have a few folks in town that always come on Black Friday and pick up the tall tree before they're all gone. We don't have too many of those, and we've got a group of folks that always pick those up early in the season.
Now, Marshall, you certainly have to have volunteers to run a group like this and members, and I think of so many groups over the years that do not exist anymore because of the loss of volunteers. As a matter of fact, this past year we lost the Civitan group here in Marion because of just basically lack of volunteers, and they had been around for a tremendous amount of time. Is it becoming more difficult as time goes on to get people involved in service organizations in the community?
Well, I can tell you that we've been pretty steady with our membership ever since I joined some 7 years ago. But there have been years some of our older members would talk about we even had a waiting list of people who wanted to join our organization. We had so many. It was just a different time at that point. But I think what adds to our longevity is our, as I've said many times today, our focus on our Marion community. And the fact that, you know, when you become a Y-man, you're out there doing projects with your hands, and you're doing a good work for the community instead of just simply writing a check or sponsoring another organization. But when it comes down to it, and you're really out there working and building these ramps, it certainly gives you a sense of accomplishment, but it also gives you a sense of community, and I think that's been our strong point. You know, Scott, we've been building these ramps. These men that I have the privilege to work with, they are literally a machine, and I take a vacation day 3 days a week in the summer, June, July, and August, to help them, because every Thursday they're building a ramp, and from late spring to early fall, we're building ramps every Thursday, and these men can take a pile of lumber dumped at the job site and turn it into a ramp in 3 to 4 hours. And I tell you, Scott, I stand out. I get out of the way. I hand them lumber, and I get them what they need, and I try not to get in the way, because everyone has been doing this for years, and everyone has a job to do, and it is walk off the job site and see that finished ramp.
Marshall, we have about 10 minutes left, and I always think it's important to do this every year, because when people decide what kind of Christmas tree they're going to have, are they going to have an artificial, are they going to have a real tree, a lot of thought goes into the care of that real tree, and I think that's why a lot of people do go the artificial route. And I think maybe they have been, if you've never had a real tree, they've been maybe scared off a little bit by what they have to do, because we've heard all these stories. You don't want the tree to dry out. You have to put the tree in sugar water. You have to water this thing constantly. What is the care and process of maintaining a real tree through the Christmas season?
Well, Scott, you touched on, of course, the key points. You have to keep it watered. But one of the things that I've noticed, or what I've done myself, is when we pick out our tree, I'll bring it home, but I won't cut the bottom off. I will leave the bottom bottom of the trunk as it came to us. And, I'll leave it outside, and when we know that we're ready to set up a tree, maybe in a few days or in a week or so, it's at that point, before I bring it into the house, that I'll make a fresh cut. We offer fresh cuts. We've got a saw, and we'll slice off an inch or so off the bottom of the trunk for folks that would like that done. And it's important that if that happens, that it goes in water as soon as you get it home, because sap will eventually reseal the bottom of that tree, and it will no longer draw water up. It's amazing when you make that fresh cut, bring it into the house, put it in the stand, fill it with water, and by the next morning, you'll notice almost all the water is going to be gone. You have to keep after adding water, getting a pitcher of water and adding it, getting down and filling that up. There are different devices to add water to the tree stand, but it's critical that you always add water. And that'll go on for several days, 3, 4, maybe 6 days, where you're just constantly adding water because it just draws right up through the tree and evaporates out through the needles. It just works that capillary action and keeps the tree fresh. Then over a period of time, it'll start to slow down and it won't draw as much water up, but still stays fresh. And then by the time Christmas is come and gone, then make sure that it always has water, but then at that point you can lift it out and take it out of the house. Obviously, you've got needles to clean up and brush away and vacuum, and really one of the nice benefits of vacuuming up needles is it just spreads the scent in the house all over again as you bring up all those needles into the vacuum.
Now, when it comes to the water that you water it with, we've all heard these things: sugar water, warm water, cold water. Is there any special?
7-Up or put an aspirin in the water. I've heard all kinds of tricks, and then there's even commercial bottles of fertilizer, liquid fertilizer that's designed for supplementing the water in the tree. They're all fine. whatever you decide works best for you is what you'll decide on and continue to use. For myself, I just add water.
Now, another thing I've heard over the years when it comes to live Christmas trees is there's a certain time of day you have to water them. Is that any truth to that?
I haven't heard that one, Scott. There's a certain time of day when you should check it and to make sure that there's water in the tree. And that's like, you know, in the morning and in the afternoon. Just kind of keep your eye on that level of water and make sure that it doesn't dry up. Because once the water dries up, then once again, the bottom of that tree is going to begin to seal off, and it won't draw water like it had beforehand.
It's a very interesting process, and I know a lot of first-time tree buyers do think about this. Do want to remind everybody again, it's 56 minutes past the hour. This morning, we're chatting with Marshall Cunningham, a member of the Y-Men Service Group. Now, remember, the Y-Men have been around here in Marion since 1943 and have been doing the annual Christmas tree sale since the early 1950s. Now, the Y-Men do great things here in Marion, build wheelchair ramps for people in need, but this year also gave $1,000 to nonprofit charitable groups here in Marion, I believe 11 of them, because of the funds they were able to raise, which is a very, very, very nice thing. And again, the Christmas tree sale, 350 Christmas trees on the lot. Remember that number, 350 live Christmas trees. The sale will kick off this Black Friday, November the 25th, day after Thanksgiving. And on this particular Friday, the Y-Men will be there 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. After that, Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 7, and weekdays, 4 to 7. The spot to buy these trees, on the corner of Reed and Church Street. Now, they are balsam trees, a small tabletop type of tree, $25. Medium tree, $45. Large tree, thick tree, full tree, $50. And the very tall trees will be $70. But get over there because you don't want to be late. A few years ago, 2020, I remember the sellout came very, very early. So you'll want to get there to get the type of tree you want. And when you show up, the Y-Men, a member of the Y-Men, will take you through the lot and help you get the tree that you want. With about 3 minutes left here, Marshall, what does Christmas mean to you because of this sale every year and being so associated with it?
You know, Scott, I'll tell the story, and I hope my son doesn't mind, but you know, we live a block away from the tree lot, and as my son was growing up, little guy, we'd go over with a red wagon, walk over to the tree lot, pick a tree up, and wheel it back home. One year leads to another, and he would stand on the by the window and look out the window and watch the semi truck come and the men start to unload trees. This, of course, was long before I became a member of the Y-Men, but he was enthralled with watching the trees come in. Another year leads to another, and he ends up going out into the tree lot and running around playing. And another year leads to another, and he ends up hanging out with these old guys that sit in the trailer and just visits with them. And as years go by, he becomes even more involved with the Y-Men and the sales. And he even ends up going out and selling trees, even though he wasn't a member of the Y-Men. Well, over the years, their generosity to my son and his Boy Scout Eagle project that he had just seemed to make a no-brainer for me to join up with the Y-Men. And so my son and I have been members, well, ever since he turned 18. And the two of us have been committed members to this group. Just watching the trees getting set up early in November and knowing that the Christmas is on its way, the best part of this whole process is helping folks wander through the tree lot, finding the perfect tree, and in particular helping those families that that may never have done this before, and seeing the look on the kids' face as they get to experience the joy of Christmas.
What a great event it is. This Friday, Black Friday, corner of Reed and East Church Street here in Marion, the Wyman Live Christmas Tree Sale, 350 trees on the lot, 12 to 7 this Black Friday. It opens. It is a tradition here in Marion since the early 1950s. Marshall, it is always a pleasure. Best of luck to you, and keep us updated on how the tree sales are going.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much. I sure will. And appreciate your support for our organization.
Stay well and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion.